We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I know you're a psychology expert, so I'm always curious to know, like, I look at people that self-sabotage themselves, right? Whether they self-sabotage themselves in business or relationships or just in life in general, and it happens a lot. It happens a lot, right? I always wonder, is that a result of childhood trauma? Is that a result of your peers that you're around and you don't want to feel like you've elevated past them, so you'd rather stay at the level that they're at? Like, what is the cause of somebody self-sabotaging their success, and how do you overcome that hurdle so you don't become one of those victims?
No, I love that. What was the first word you said in sabotage?
Self-sabotage.
Oh, okay. Self-sabotage. So key thing is it a trauma response? Absolutely. It's a trauma response to somebody who has already sabotaged themselves, meaning they were already dismantled prior to entering into the relationship, right? So we teach what we know, we produce who we are. If I come in as a dismantled, sabotaged, abandoned, neglected, abused woman, then I produce who I am in this relationship, which means nothing you can do can make me produce something other than what I am. Broken women or men create broken homes and relationships because they come in producing who they are. I always say, again, because my very raw, unapologetic, and probably unpopular advice or opinion, a baby daddy gonna be a baby daddy, a baby mama gonna be a baby mama. What am I saying? What I'm saying is, a man who marries is going to produce marriage and relationships that he enters. A man who procreates is going to procreate in relationships that he gets into, because he's creating who he is. This is why we usually see women who have multiple kids with multiple men. Those men usually have kids with multiple women. It's like they're recycling each other. Back to self-sabotage.
So let me just get this straight. So you're saying a baby daddy is gonna be, so meaning if a baby daddy in a relationship, he's going to carry that same mentality into business. Is that what you're saying?
I love it.
A baby daddy is gonna be a baby daddy. What does that mean? What does that actually mean?
Okay, let's take Offset and Cardi B. Cardi B, hold on, came into it. Single Black woman, no kids, not a divorcee, not a baby mama. She might have been dancing and stripping and doing her thing, but we're talking about what she produced. She produced a family and a husband. Offset came in with multiple beautiful babies, with multiple women, and he produced a baby mama at a Cardi B. Because they are now divorcing. And let me go further. He sent a tweet that said, I won. You're a baby mama. So listen, it's not that I have to speak it for him. He already put it out there. But let me be clear. He created and produced who he was when she chose him. She has become a product of him. See, what happens is women, men too, but tend to fall in love with how he's treating me, what he's doing for me. That's the mask. That is the costume. That is who he may really want to be. We forget to fall in love with the results that this man has already produced, because the results that he's produced will end up being the result that he produces. So again, we say, but when he came, I got it in my session earlier today. I get it all the time. But doc, when he came in, you know, he was loving, he was empowering, he was inspiring me. He wasn't abusive. He was faithful. He had three kids by three different women. I found out months or years later that he was having womanizing traits and characteristics. Let me say this. A man with multiple kids by multiple women is a womanizer. Mm. So you chose a womanizer by his result.
Oh, wait. I know that that's gonna be a controversial thing.
For sure.
But a womanizer to me is somebody that takes advantage of women. You could have a kid in a relationship, break up, mm-hmm. get in a relationship, have a kid, break up. Now you got two women pregnant. You have two baby moms, essentially, and you have two kids. Does that make you a womanizer?
But she's speaking to what you produce as the afterthought in a broken homes. Am I correct?
Yes. If I impregnate two women, the woman couldn't keep me. She wasn't incentive to make a family because I made a child. That's called a broken house. Hold on. Oh, the child wasn't incentive enough to keep me. So I'm going to go on to the next woman and I'm going to do the same thing. Hold on. The woman wasn't good enough to keep me. The child is not going to be good enough to keep me. Hold on. Woman number three. And woman number three goes, guess what? He's different with me. He's going to be different with me. Hold on. He put a ring on my finger. He didn't marry you. Y'all baby mamas, I'm the wife. Okay. Until 6 months, a year, 3 years, 5 years, all of a sudden she hears rough, rough. She's like, there's a dog in the house? No, baby. You knew that when you chose him. He just waited 3 to 4, 5 or 6 years to bark. Dogs bark, baby. It don't matter how silent they are. And let me explain this to you. A dog gonna bark no matter what park it's in. The small dog park, the big dog park, the beach, the Virginia park, the LA park. You take them to Rutgers. A dog, when the doorbell rings, it's just about when that dog decides to bark. So again, women are choosing dogs and then going, excuse my language, this Negro barked? Girl, he barked before you. You just thought you was going to be able to train the dog. It don't work like that. Listen, people, men and women shift and change when we feel like it, if we ever feel like it. And consequence, punishment, and incentives don't change us. Mm. We do when we feel like it. Prison ain't changing people from coming out and creating the same crimes. Hold on. The relapse rate for drugs is 92%. Oh, that means that nothing, no consequence, no punishment is changing an addict from being an addict. Wait a minute. Our community, our Black community, we have broken homes and broken families. It don't matter how much child support comes knocking at a man's door or how much drama comes with it or how many kids become broken from it. He's going to still penetrate the next woman if that's what he chooses to do. So again, we change if we do when we decide to. Nobody does that. And what happens is, back to the self-sabotage, and yes, to your point, am I saying a man who creates two broken houses will go on to create a third one? The chances of doing that are higher than not. Will it happen every single time? Of course not. Nothing's 100%. Thank God for that. But if you just look at, go do your own study and look at the men or the women who have made these decisions. Are they doomed? No. Are they horrible people? No. Are their decisions not so good? Yes. I'm not coddling bad decision making. Will I help it? Hell yeah. Will I empower them to do differently? Hell yeah. Will I advocate for them? Absolutely. Will I love on them, have their back and support them? Hell yeah. I do it every day. This is what I do. My father has six of us by five women. So I'm not, listen, I'm a product of what I'm advocating for, baby. I'm not sitting up here doing it from a book or because I have 5 degrees. I'm doing it from being a product of what I was in to understand how it feels to be on the receiving end as one of the kids who had a blend, to know what it feels like to be on the end of experiencing by observing my father being the best father, but a womanizer and a horrible man. And a womanizer, to your point, is not a man who's just taking advantage of women. It's a man who is dealing with multiple women at one time, and he's deceiving them because they do not know that. It doesn't matter if he's sleeping with them. It doesn't matter if he's just going to dinner with them. If there's any deception in that, he is a womanizer. Let me go further. There's women who are manizers. It ain't no different for women. There's women who have multiple men paying bills, multiple men they're sleeping with, conversation, dinner, whatever she deems that she wants to get out of this man. If there's multiple men, she's a manizer. It's, she don't get no better break because she looks like me or sits down like me. She's a manizer as well. Both are equally abusive and both are equally wrong. A womanizer is a man who abuses women. Abuse isn't just this or just this or just this. Emotionally, you are deceiving me. Yeah, you're abusing that person. And it's not okay. It's okay not to be perfect, but it's not okay to deceive and to sit up there and be a wolf in sheep clothing. And what I get on woman about is you picked a wolf who showed you he's a wolf. You put the sheep clothing over him. And every time he shows his teeth, you gaslight him. But you knew who you chose. I just told, I spent an hour in the session before, in my session before I got on this interview with y'all. And the woman said for 45 minutes, she went on about this man, her husband, he's a dog. He does these things. There's a woman in his phone. When she first met him and dated him, 5 months into it, she found out he had a woman. She left him. He came back. Now they're married with some beautiful children and have a family. I said, I'm still confused at why are you so mad at this man? She said, huh? Why are you mad? Are you mad at him because you haven't learned to love a dog? Or are you mad at him because you're really mad at yourself for not leaving what you already know you chose? You chose this cat. So I can teach you how to love a dog, or I can teach you how to leave him, but there's no point in leaving him, sis, if you're going to go to another dog park and choose again. There's no point. So it's a choosing issue with the woman or the man who's the one who is being victimized. I don't say there's no victim, and who's doing the choosing of the womanizer, the manizer. And then there is a deception issue and some narcissistic traits that says, listen, I'm going to do what I want to do, and I don't care who it harms. And the most painful thing is the folks, men and women, who are creating these broken homes or houses, they're doing it at the expense of their child. Mm-hmm. So you need to tell me as a woman or a man, I don't really care how my child grows up. I don't care their experience or the trauma that I implement into them or the traumatic environment that I create. I want what I want. I want another man. I want another woman. I don't care. Hey, at some point, baby, you got to figure it out as a child, grow up and figure out the trauma. So you're okay with creating what you want at the expense of your child. That means nothing is holding you accountable. Nothing is bigger than you. That's dangerous. That is very, very dangerous.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.